You are listening to Time for Three, a daily biblical devotional for couples brought to you by Sam and Debbie Wood of Family Fortress Ministries. You can purchase a printed copy of Time for Three at familyfortress.org.
April 19th, don't leave home without it. The first scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 33 and verse 13 through 17. Now therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, this very thing that you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. Our next scripture reading is from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent, you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Our last scripture reading is from Isaiah 57 and verse 15. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. God promises Moses that his presence will go with him and the people of Israel as they go on their journey. In his presence, the people will find his sweet rest. God will empower them. They will succeed. They will not worry or fear. Psalm 91 describes in detail the protection that is available to those who dwell in the presence of God. Like Moses, the psalmist recognizes the blessed security of God's presence. Moses understands the tremendous need of God's presence as he declares that if he does not grant his presence, he does not want to proceed on his journey. He is willing to give up his 40-year quest just to ensure the presence of God and that his presence is with him. Moses realizes that the Israelites will be no different than the rest of the surrounding pagan nations if God's presence is not with them. The presence of God is also vitally important and to be desired in your marriage. The benefits are immense and invaluable. But how do we obtain the presence of God? Isaiah 57:15 explains that God dwells with a person who has a contrite and humble spirit. This person erases all arrogance by focusing on the greatness of God rather than the importance of self. Isaiah, like Moses, realizes and admits his inadequacy and need for the Lord. He greatly desires the presence of the Lord and refuses to go anywhere without it. Psalm 22:3 announces that God inhabits the praises of Israel. He lives in the praises of his people who allow the depths of their souls to be fascinated with him. Declaring the goodness and greatness of God's many attributes attracts his presence. He will grant his presence to the family who humbly realizes they need him and honors him through praise. commit as a couple that you will not move or act without the presence of the Lord in your marriage and family. Don't leave home without it.
If you are blessed by these daily podcast devotions, please consider joining our ministry team by making a donation of $2 per month on our ministry website at familyfortress.org or on our ministry app. In appreciation of your support, you will receive a free printed copy of our book, What is Marriage? Family Fortress Ministries is a nonprofit focused on enriching families through biblical teaching. More resources are available at familyfortress.org and on the Family Fortress Ministries app, which can be downloaded from the App Store or Google Play. Thank you for your support, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.